right. Hello and welcome. Welcome, welcome to Prophetic Thursday on BPN Radio. We are so excited to have you here with us today. My name is Allison Kieber, and I'll be your host today for Prophetic Thursday. So excited to be here with you guys after a little bit of a break, and I'm just going to kind of fix some of my tools here so I can bring up. There we go. All right. So good. We've got some people joining us on Facebook Live as well. That is awesome. Hello. Thank you so much for joining us and tuning in. I see your names already popping up and leaving your names for us. Thank you so much to those of you who have already left your name for us through all of the mediums that we have, through our email and through our personal and private messaging and through our Facebook sites and all of that. So good. And Ruth Gentry tells me that we're sounding good on the radio. So thanks, Ruth. We're good to go. Like I said, my name is Allison Kieber. I'm your host today for Prophetic Thursday. What a joy it is to be back with you guys today. We had a little bit of a break, and it's just excited to be back here live again with you guys. And so I think we're going to have an amazing program today. Not only have I laughed this morning and have been filled with hope this morning by Holy Spirit, but I have been brought to absolute tears this morning by Him, and just even broken a little bit. And so I'm excited to just be with you and share with you. And I know that He's got lots of words for you guys today. And one of the things that I love about Prophetic Thursday and Prophetic Tuesday is that they are two of our most listened to programs. And it's obvious that people desire to hear a word from the Lord. Don't we all, right? Don't we all just, we want to hear that word, that confirmation. And I heard a good word this weekend, and it just sunk with me because we went to we were visiting a church that some of our friends are the worship leaders at, and do youth ministry there. And so we were visiting their church, and the pastor had said something that just really sat with me. And he said, you know, there's a lot of times where we might struggle to hear from God and really feel that need, like, you know, we haven't heard from Him in a while, and or we're not hearing from Him at all. And you know, some of us say, God, I need a word, right? And and he said, you know, I just encourage you to take a look at what your life looks like about diving into God's word. And and I was sharing with my husband just recently, I said, you know, sometimes, and you know, we're all human, I think we all fail. In fact, part of my prayer this morning with God was, God, I feel like a failure most times. I feel like I fail You more often than not, right? And I don't know if any of you can relate to that, but so oftentimes I feel like I'm failing Him. And this encouraging word was that, you know, to dive into His word when you feel like you're disconnected, right? When you feel like you need to hear a word from Him, of really diving into His words, because that He left us. He left us His words. He left us His instruction manual. He left it for us. And so all of those things that He wants to say to us, they're here. They're written down. They're in there for us. And I don't know about you guys, but that just gave me encouragement to, yeah, you know what? If I'm feeling like I'm not as connected as I need to be, or I'm feeling like a failure when I shouldn't, or whatnot, I need to be diving into His word even more. And I say even more because if you're like me, you know, you're diving into the word, or, you know, and you're having conversations with Him, and you're praying, and you're being kind of, you're consistent with, your activity and your relationship. But, consistency can also breed complacency, right? And so, I just always want to make sure that I'm consistent, but I also don't get complacent. Right? And so I notice that when some of those, like that spiritual warfare starts to come in or something like that, you know, that, maybe I'm getting complacent instead of consistent. I wanted to share that. I wanted to start and share that with you guys because I don't know if you've watched me any time or you've listened to me on the radio any time. You probably have learned that I don't really know any other way except to be my authentic self and be transparent. So almost sometimes to a fault maybe. But that's just me. That's what you're going to get when you tune in here to Prophetic Thursday. One of the things that I love about this opportunity is that Pastor Dale allows me the space to be here on Prophetic Thursday and to be me and not try to be him, not try to be someone else, but to be Allison, to walk out in the unique giftings that she has, and to be able to be here with you all in that capacity. And I just it's encouraging when you have pastors and mentors and leaders and people around you that really cheer for you to be exactly who you're supposed to be. Because as so many of us know, that when we try to be someone else, we always come in second place. And second place isn't fun when we're trying to be better, right? When we're trying to be better, we don't want to be second place. We want to be first place. And we can only do that if we be our true, authentic selves. So, I kind of went off script a little bit there, you guys. So first and foremost, I want to welcome you. You are listening to BPN Radio. We are a station that prays. So we are a 24-hour internet prayer station. We don't just do prophetic here. In fact, what we do most is we pray here. And I love that our radio station is expanding here in this new year. And so not only do we have the prophetic that we offer, we have church that we offer, not just on Sundays, but every day that we have here, but also too on Saturdays. We are starting to open up Saturdays, so it will be called Marketplace Saturdays. And Saturdays is going to be a little different than any of our other days that we have here on BPN Radio, because Saturday will be different speakers, different business people, different leaders from all across the world who will be coming in and having programs that they will teach you all different sorts of tools that you can take out into the marketplace. And so we are so excited about that. That's something totally new. And then, of course, many of you know we're also launching Preaching Sunday, where all day Sunday is going to be different preachers. And so as we've shared with you before, if God set it on your heart that you are supposed to preach and you are supposed to preach his word to the nations, we'd love to hear from you. And we'd love to talk to you about the gift and the message that God has put into your heart. So that's my little BPN plug there before we go ahead and get started. Want to again give a shout out to our Facebook users and again thank them for being a part of it. This last year we've been able to expand our ministry so much and expand our reach because we've taken it not just from the airwaves but also to the Facebook community. And so that has been fun as well. As we all know, one word from God can change your life forever, right? And as we start today, one of the things that I always like to do is make sure that you understand kind of how the prophetic works. And I've done some teachings on the prophetic, so I won't really go into the whole teaching of the on the prophetic, but you know, for me personally, I believe that one of the greatest gifts that God has ever given humanity was not sight, but was vision. And some of you have maybe heard me share that because that's something that really, is close to my heart. That, you know, many of us have sight because sight is a function of the eyes, right? Some of us have better sight than the others. And, you know, hello, I've now ventured over to glasses, right? So, you know, sometimes sight is better than others, but vision is a function of the heart, right? Vision is a function of the heart. So you can have sight, but you can also have no vision, if that makes sense to you guys. And so throughout history, progress has been made by people who have had vision. They've seen things that were not here yet. Think about it. And I think about like even sending a man to the moon, right? God did not put man on the moon, or did he? Right? Well, I believe that he did because he put that vision into someone to be able to put a man on the moon. And so now, most of us, if you're, you know, I guess what, 35 or older, you've seen a man go to the moon, right? And so, is that right, babe? I don't know the history of that. Anyways, we know that man has been on the moon, right? But God did not put him there, or did he? Right? He did through vision that he set upon someone's heart. Someone was able to see that before it actually came into existence. And so vision is seeing the future before it comes into being. And it's a mental picture. It's a mental picture. And so, just know that a prophet can confirm your vision, but he or she cannot give you your vision. That's given to you directly by the Holy Spirit and through, by God through the Holy Spirit as you follow him and as you listen to him and as you allow him to direct you and to guide you. And I love that God puts, you know, his thoughts in us through the Holy Spirit, right? So according to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part and so we prophesy in part. It's not a chapter. It's not a book. It's just a word from the Lord. And so sometimes when you hear us prophesy, maybe if you've been with us in the past, you've heard one word turn into a sentence or a sentence turn into a paragraph or almost a paragraph turn into a short little book, right? And so, but just know that all of it is still prophecy in part. Right? It's all in part. And so what's really powerful about a prophetic word is it can be a now word, it can be a future word, or it can be a confirming word, or it can be a very brand new word, right? And so it's really exciting. And so you must receive this word with your spirit. And it's got to be received with your spirit because understanding that your mind does not have the full capability or capacity to receive the things of the supernatural, right? If we try to just receive it in our mind, it's not going to make sense. It may even get us flustered or you know, won't sit right or whatnot. And so we've got to receive it with our spirit. And so once you receive it in your spirit, it's important that you write it down and that you take ownership of it, right? So you'll see a lot of people even on Facebook, they'll probably come on and they'll say, I received that, right? Even if their name isn't attached to it, it might be a word that speaks to their spirit. And so they declare it, they receive that word, and then they're going to take ownership of it by writing it down, writing it down. My headphones are kind of acting funny here. They're going to write it down and then they're going to rest in it. Right? You're going to rest in that word. And I always tell everyone, whenever you receive a word, take it back to prayer. Take it back to prayer. Let God expand what he wants to expand in that word that was delivered to you. Because sometimes too, and this has happened to me, and it's probably happened to some of you who've received a word before, that you'll receive a word in that moment, and you're like, oh, I know what that means, right? And then you'll take it back to God in prayer, and you're like, wow. And he just absolutely blows your mind because it's so much more than what you originally thought that it was. And so if you're not taking it back to prayer, then perhaps you're not fully understanding what God has for you in that word. And so you always take it back to prayer. And also too, why do you want to take it back to prayer? Because at the end of the day, I'm just a woman, right? I'm human. I'm just like you. I'm not God. No one's pretending to be. This is what I have heard from God as a word from the Lord in my prayer time over your name. You take that word, you receive that word in your spirit, and then you take it back to prayer and you talk to God about that. So then it's important that you wait for the confirmation. You wait for the confirmation, and then most importantly, you wait for the fulfillment. Now, as many of you know, I've had many words spoken over me throughout the years, and I've seen some of them, you know, literally played out exactly as they were spoken. And then again, I've seen many of them come forth and kind of almost snowball, but snowball in a good way, right? Like, just God builds upon that one single word that he delivered, and then really building upon that word. And so, you know, I'll just be very honest with you that not every word has made sense at the time that it was delivered. And there have been times where I've felt like, I don't know if I want to receive this word. In fact, I remember a really poignant word that Callie Hargraves, she actually comes on here, and she's in Baytown, Texas, leads a church down there, but she comes on here and does prophetic Sundays prophetic Mondays, excuse me, every now and then with her sister Cindy, and she had given me a word a couple years ago. It was quite a few years ago now, and she said, "You're in a season of being quiet. You're just really like God's telling you to like just zip it." Well, I didn't like that word. Because I felt like God was telling me that I had a lot to say and that he'd put a lot inside of me and that I was supposed to, like, stand on top of a mountain and shout it all out. And so I had to, but my spirit knew that I was to receive that word. Even though my flesh didn't like it, my flesh didn't love to be told that it was time to be quiet. I didn't love that, but my spirit knew that I was supposed to receive that word. And so I received that word, and it was so powerful because I was able to come into a season where it wasn't about a stage or being given the opportunity to, you know, stand up on the mountaintop and speak the word. It was a season of you be quiet, you dive in, and you listen. Because then there's going to come a platform where I'm going to use you and the words that come out of your mouth are going to be my words. Little did I know that that was attached to what I'm doing today, right? I didn't know that. I couldn't see that then, and his word didn't reveal that then. He didn't reveal it all to me. I didn't know at the time that I had this prophetic gifting. I didn't know that this gifting was going to be called out of me in this. And so I share that with you because, again, there's some things that you might not want to receive, but you're in your flesh, but your spirit's saying, no, you better receive this, right? You better receive this. And so receive that, write it down, rehearse it, talk to God and figure out, God, what do you want me to do with this word? Now, a lot of you have heard our story of how we came here, and that was on a prophetic word, and so I won't share that today, but one thing that was on my heart that I wanted to share, and I've shared this before, but for some reason, God just really stirred this in my heart to share with you again today as we get started. And the reason why I share stories like this is because I feel like God uses our stories to speak to other people about the stories that they might be in. Right? And so it's really important to share our stories. It's really important to share our testimonies. And obviously we have testimonies to our prophetic words. And so, I just wanted to share this with you because I really felt like there was someone who was going to tune in today who needed to hear about this. So let me share something with you. So about 12 years ago, I was pregnant with our first child, Peyton. And I had a dream. And I had a dream that was like a vivid, you know, I can't shake it type dream. Like, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I don't have those kind of dreams frequently. I have bad vivid dreams sometimes that I can wake up and remember, but I don't have these like, wait, this was not just a dream. Like, this was a vision, right? And so I had this dream of this blonde haired, blue-eyed little girl, and I could see her, and she had like it was a bob cut hair that she had. She was probably like 3 years old maybe, and my husband was walking in a front door of somewhere, and this little girl ran up to him with her arms up in the air, and she was screaming, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy." And I had this dream, and I remember telling my husband about this dream, and I, you know, like, where did all of this come from? I mean, if you guys can see me on Facebook Live, you can see that I have dark skin, I have dark hair, and very dark eyes. My husband has olive complexion as well, and has dark hair, and he does have tranquil blue, green, gray, like, changes with his mood eyes, like, is those kind of eyes. So we don't really know what color his eyes are, to be honest. You know, just it didn't, like the blonde-haired, blue-eyed little girl didn't really fit for us, but it was really vivid. And so here we have our daughter, Peyton. So remember, I have this dream when I'm pregnant with her. I have her, and she's brown-haired, brown eyes, nothing like the vision that I saw. And I have you know that, you know, I thought about this, and I was like, oh, must have just been off. And I kind of thought, like, gosh, I must not have very good mommy intuition. I didn't even, like, have a dream about my little girl and what she was going to look like. And I doubted my dream, and I doubted myself, and then it kind of went to the wayside, right? And then we got pregnant again. About 18 months later, we got pregnant again. And I remembered this dream, and I thought, maybe this baby is that baby. And I lost that baby. We lost that baby very tragically. And it was probably one of the worst experiences of my life. And it was very sad, and I thought, I never want to have children again. I never want to try this again. We have one beautiful child. I never want to go through this again. We're done. And And so about 2.5 years, it was about 2.5 years that we just adamant. We weren't having more children. We just weren't. And God had different plans. God had different plans, and we ended up getting pregnant with our son. And so pregnant with our son, and here we are, still finding out that it's our son. Knew that it wasn't that vision that I had had, but that vision sat with me, you guys. It sat with me like it was real, and it sat with me, and but here we were. We had our boy, and now we had a son and a daughter, and we were good, and I thought, you know what? You know, from here on out, if we want more kids, maybe we'll adopt, and because we're good, and still having a little bit of the I didn't ever want to lose a baby again type thing, and scared of that and whatnot, and then I had a dream. I had a dream, and it was another one of those shake you dreams. And that day, I told my husband, I said, God said we're supposed to have a third child, and I start crying. My husband, who was like, okay, you know, he just doesn't say no to anything, especially if when he hears his wife, God said. And so, I know now that we were probably already pregnant when I had that dream. And I remember telling my friends, I said, this baby is going to have blonde hair and blue eyes. And while I was pregnant with her, I read a book, and it was called Heaven is for Real, and I don't know if you guys have heard that story, and I was, you know, I was obviously growing in my spirituality, and I was diving into the Bible and all of that, and I read this book, and I remember sitting in the bathtub, and I was reading this book, and God's healing just came over me, because there was a moment in the book where this little boy, Colton, he takes a trip to heaven when he was sick, and while he was in heaven, he sees this little girl that was his sister that was never here on earth. And his parents, he never knew about her, because he was little and she was before him and he had never been told about her. So, but in the story, they talk about the healing that came over this woman knowing that her baby was waiting for her in heaven. And that healing just washed over me. That healing washed over me. And so, we ended up having our little girl. And our little girl, Emmy, has blonde hair and blue eyes. She's light-skinned. And she is the exact vision of what God showed me like 6-7 years prior. Well, how old is Peyton's old? Peyton's 6 years older than her. 6 years prior. 6-7 years prior in a dream. In a dream. A dream that I could not shake. And I share that with you because that was a prophetic dream. God showed me a vision, and a vision that I couldn't shake. And I share that with you today because, one, I know that there are a lot of women out there who need to find some sort of healing. They need to find some sort of healing, and God delivers on His promises. He delivers on His promises. Now, His timing is so different than ours. Who would have ever thought that a dream that happened 12 years ago would literally be standing before me? I certainly wouldn't have. I wanted to let go of that vision, but God wouldn't let me. And I know there's some of you, you've been given those visions, but it's been a long time. It's been a long time, but you know that you've heard God's promises, and it's been a long time. And I just want to encourage you today with my story. With my story, you guys, when I first had that vision, I was an atheist. I was a self-declared atheist when God gave me that vision. I had not found God yet. I had not been saved by His grace and His love and His mercy yet. But He knew me. Just because I didn't know Him, He knew me. And sorry, Facebook, my husband was getting a message there. That God knew me, right? And He gave me that vision. And just because I didn't believe in Him, He believed in me. And He had a promise for me. And like I said, I just really felt this really strong urgency to share that story with you. So many of you have a vision that God has already planted inside of you. Hold on to that vision. Hold on to that word. Rehearse it. Rehearse it. Even though I wasn't sure what this vision was, it never left. It never left. And she walks before me today. All of the trials and the tribulations, all of the times that I wanted to give up because I thought my plan was greater, here she is walking with us today, snuggling with us every night in bed today. Yeah. So I wanted to share that with you. Now, we're going to probably go over today. I'll just tell you because we don't normally go 25 minutes in on Allison's stories. So I do have some words for you, and thank you. Thank you for those of you who are sharing that you needed to hear that word today. Like I said, God just really put that on my heart, and I felt like someone needed to hear it. So as we get started into words for you, now I've been praying all morning, so just so you know, we don't ever start this program without prayer, but I want to invite you all to pray with me as we get started. Heavenly Father, God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your promises. God, I want to thank you for your visions and your words. God, thank you that today, those who are listening and the words that are delivered, God, let them transform people. God, let them offer healing for people. God, let them be set on a new path. God, let them feel your love today through the words that are delivered. God, thank you that all of the glory goes to you, God. God, that we are just vessels and a part of your greater plan, God. A plan that you may give us a little hint here and there. A little encouragement to go along the way, God. But knowing that your plan is so great that we'll never see it fully played out because it's bigger than us. It goes beyond us. It goes beyond our time, God. God, thank you for your Holy Spirit who has the beautiful way of being with each and every one of us, God. Thank you, Jesus, that you came so that we could have a relationship with you, God, so that we could connect with you, so that we could be saved by you, God. God, thank you today that for those who are facing battles, big battles, God. God, that you have even bigger rewards. God, that you have even bigger rewards than any battle that we could face here today, that your reward is bigger. God, and I lift those up who are struggling today, God, that today they just for even a moment be encouraged. Be encouraged and lifted up, God. Lift them high. Thank you, Jesus, for this ministry and for the thousands of people that are being touched by your hand, God, through this ministry. God, thank you for the loyal listeners. God, thank you for the new listeners. Thank you for the expansion in 2018, God. We love you, Jesus, and we glorify you. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, have your way today. Have your way. So this first word that I got was actually for Ashley C. in Washington. Ashley, I got this name, got your word last night. Last night, my husband and I were doing a business call, and her name came across the screen. And I love how the prophetic works, because right in that moment, God gave me a word. And I went and wrote it down. So Ashley C. in Washington, God says there's a new life blooming inside of you. There's a new life blooming inside of you. And this new life, although it's one bloom, when you pan out, you'll see the orchard that's attached to it. Hundreds of thousands of blooms. Literally, think of that. And that's a vision that I got, is that I saw one little individual bloom. Just a beautiful little peach bloom. And then when you pan out, it's an orchard. And how many individual blooms are on the end of each branch attached to each tree that's all attached together in that orchard. And that's what I saw, Ashley. I saw that one little bloom, that bloom of new life that's blooming inside of you. But when you span out, you see the orchard of blooms. And it's just a beautiful orchard. Misty W in Louisiana. This lost feeling, this way, it's weighing so heavy on you lately. He says you're feeling lost, but you're not lost. You're standing on new ground. You're standing on new ground. And yes, it's unfamiliar territory, but you're not lost. No, you have been found and you are right where you are supposed to be. And he led me to Isaiah 43:19 for you. Watch closely. I'm preparing something new. It's happening now, even as I speak. And you are about to see it. I'm preparing a way through the desert. Misty W., I just bless you, and I bless the journey that you're on. And I think that word can speak to many of us, can it? When God brings us to new territory and unfamiliar territory, it's easy to feel lost because we no longer have all of the comforts around us, right? But he brings us to new for a reason. And I have this feeling, Misty, that this new is such an expanded territory. And I hear him just saying right now, because of your faithfulness, because of the faithfulness that you continue to exhibit, even in the toughest of times, faithfulness is bringing you to new territory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And he's saying, have your way with it. Have your way with it. He trusts you. He trusts you that you will follow his way and making it your way. Yes, that's good. That's good. And if any of you on the radio, I just saw Misty pop up and say, yes, this speaks to her, and she's receiving that. So that's good. Thank you. And I bless you, Misty. And I bless the journey. I'm just going to repeat that scripture again because some of you need to hold on to that scripture. Isaiah 43:19. God says, watch closely. I'm preparing something new. It's happening now, even as I speak, and you are about to see it. I am preparing a way through the desert. I bless you. I bless all of you that receive that word. Receive that word. Thank you for sharing that you received that. Go ahead, write it down. Write it down and declare it. Write it down and declare it. Rehearse it. Jamie and Susie C. in Texas. Ooh. When I took your name to the Lord, I immediately heard him say, pastors, pastors. Now, I don't know if you already are pastors. I get a sense that perhaps you're not, but that you are, right? If that makes sense, right? When God gives us a name, like we already are that, we are the name that God has given us, right? We may not be it in the flesh, right? But we are in the name that God has given to us. And so I heard very loud and clear, pastors, God has set his word upon your heart. You have a gift of communication. You have a gift of connecting, and you have gift of leading people, particularly the youth. Youth look up to you. You have great influence with the future generations. And he said generations because it not just the next generation, but you have great influence with the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. And so I just wanted to be really clear on his word on that of how he, and I love God that he is, sometimes he gives us a very vague word that we've got to really pray into. And sometimes he makes it really abundantly clear, like receive that. Right? Receive that it's not just the next generation. It's generations, right? Sometimes I feel like God's like, I didn't stutter, right? I didn't stutter on that. I meant generations. And so Jamie and Susie, powerful, powerful pastors. That's the name that God has given you. And you already have that gift, the gift of communication, the gift of connecting, the gift of leading people, particularly the youth. And I just bless you, Jamie and Susie C. Bless you, Jamie and Susie C. And Margaret S. And I'm sorry, Margaret, I didn't get where you were from. Margaret S. He's giving you the gift of song. Given you the gift of song. You have a beautiful voice that was meant to be heard. You have a beautiful voice that was meant to be heard. He set beautiful words upon your heart. And he wants you to come to him in full worship. and full worship. And let his song come out of your mouth. Let his song come out of your mouth. He says, don't worry, you won't forget the words. His song's going to come out of your mouth. You're not going to forget the words. So sing it with your whole heart. It's a song that's already in you because you have the gift of song. And I just bless you, Margaret, and I bless this word that God has delivered to you today. I bless all the words that have been given so far today, and I just bless that that they be received and they be written down. And God, I just pray that they be declared. They be declared in your name, Jesus. Your name, Jesus. And this next word that I have is for Katie M. in Texas. Katie M. in Texas. Katie, I very clearly heard God say 1 Corinthians 4:8. 1 Corinthians 4:8. He said, love never fails and it never gives up. Now, feeling like this word is also for a few of us, because how many of us have there's certain scriptures that we just know, right? We know those scriptures, you know, John 3:16, right? Like, I know that one, right? I can't remember a lot of scriptures, but I know that one, right? 1 Corinthians 13:4 and 8. A lot of us know 1 Corinthians 13, right? We know that. We're like, oh no, we know that. But what happens, and God really set this in my spirit today, is that some of those scriptures that we know because they've been said time and time again, or they've been used so many times to, we're even almost, we're, well, not almost, but non-believers can even go, oh yeah, I know that one. Yeah, yeah, seen that one, heard that one, you know. And, but as believers, these scriptures, I just really heard God pressing it upon that sometimes these scriptures, these really important scriptures, because all of his words are important, that it's almost like they've become lessened because we know them. Right? We know them. And I felt that. Hear me out on this, because I really felt like God took this word and then expanded it for others. So I just want to be very clear on that I know that this word is for more than just Katie. Because again, he just started, and I love how God starts sometimes with scripture, sometimes he ends it, but he started 1 Corinthians 13, 4:8, and then he said, love never fails, and it never gives up. And he said, love, Katie, love. He says, your situation that you are facing requires love. It simply requires love. And he said, it requires all of it, every single piece of it. Patience, kindness, does not envy, does not boast, is not proud, does not dishonor others, is not self-seeking, is not easily angered, keeps no records, it does not delight in evil, but some of the most powerful words in the Bible are the buts and the ands, guys. But love rejoices with truth. It protects. It trusts. It hopes. And it perseveres. And see, some of us, we know that scripture says that. We know that 1 Corinthians 13, 4:8 says that. Of course, like some of us can just repeat it just like that, right? But knowing it and then having it in our hearts are two different things, because there's a big difference between knowledge and wisdom, right? Remember, knowledge is powerful. Knowledge is man, right? But wisdom is from the Lord. Wisdom comes from diving into his word, being in relationship with him and following him. And when we truly walk out the scripture of 1 Corinthians 13:4 and 8, the situations like the one that Katie is facing, and God says it just requires love. But it requires all of it. All of it. Every little piece that's attached to that word love. Again, patience, kindness, perseverance, hope, truth, protection, right? All of it. All of it. And so I think that some of us are, thank you, Jesus, I think that some of us are facing situations right now that we think, well, yes, I can love. I can love through this, but anger's slipping in, or envy's slipping in, or keeping a record of what they've done is slipping in. And he says, no, then it's not all of it. And it's not all of it. Katie, I don't know what situation you're facing, but I know that love is going to conquer. Love is going to conquer. That's Jesus' word for you today. Love never fails. It never fails. And it never gives up. Right? And God's telling me right now, Katie, you are a woman who does not give up. You do not give up. Love. Love. It's what it's going to take right now. And I just bless you, Katie. I bless this situation that you are facing, and I bless all of those who are around you that get to experience your love. Your love that doesn't just come from knowing that scripture, comes from having the wisdom of that scripture. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. This next word that I have is for Christina R. Christina R. in Louisiana. Christina, he says, just write already. Just write. Christina, you don't have just a book inside of you. You have a novel. There's a novel inside of you. A series of books inside of you. His love flows like a river from your heart. He said, so let it flow. Let it flow. Just start. He says, in fact, that's your word for this year. That is your word for this year. Just start. I don't know about you guys, but each year I feel like, well, I don't feel like this. It's something that I deliberately pray about, but I pray that God give me my new word for this new year. And my husband and I just recently did vision boards. It's something that we do with our family as a New Year's tradition. And my vision board this year, babe, will you grab my vision board for me? My vision board this year, normally vision boards are you go through magazines and you kind of cut out like words or pictures that speak to you, things that you want to manifest this year. You want to speak those out. You want to walk those out. You want to take action towards those things, that you have. And I just want to show y'all, this is probably going to be backwards because I think we're backwards today, but, what you can probably see here is that on my vision board, sorry guys, those who are listening on the radio, you can't see it, but I'll tell you about it. On my vision board, I don't have many pictures this year. It was words. It was words. And as I was cutting stuff out for our vision board, I even, like, our kids, and we had some friends over to come join us and for their first time doing this, and they were like, wait, you said cut out pictures. And I said, oh, whatever speaks to you. Whatever speaks to you. And God was just speaking to me through all of these words. And as he was revealing that, and I was praying into this, and God, what is it about these words? And words are my love language, and they're my husband's love language. And I really feel like God's speaking to me in my love language, right? He's speaking to me in my love language here. And he's showing me words that literally these words have pictures attached to them. I can see like the word, I have Florida home in here because for me, I have a vision of having a second home, a vacation home in Florida. I can see the interior of that home. I can see what it looks like when I look out the window of that home. And so the word brings up that picture in me. And so I wanted to share that with you because, I know that many of you are praying for a word for your new season, right? You're praying for a word from the new season. And as we transfer from one year to the next year, that triggers that for a lot of us. We're like, okay, what's my word this year? What's my word this year? And, I wanted to share that with you because Christina, he said, this is your word this year. Start. That's your word. Start. And in fact, it's a sentence. Just start. just start. It's your word for this year. And he says, it goes along with the other word that you have already declared. So you've already declared a word. And it's just start. That word is for Christina R. in Louisiana. And then I've got Christina M. in California. Christina M. in California. He says, you have a connection with the water. You have a very strong connection with the water. You're drawn to it. In fact, there's a secret place that you have that's near the water where you go. But the water is also a safe place to you. It's a safe place to you. He says, when you're around the water, you feel it. I don't know if that, but I got this sense that's like, you can feel like, I felt like the ebb and the flow of the water, like you can actually feel that. And it just, it moves you and it soothes you and it's safe to you. Yes. And then he says, it's like you're one when you're around it. He says, so why right now do you have fear when I'm bringing you through troubled waters? When I'm bringing you through troubled waters. He says, it's time to take rest. It's time to calm yourself, but it's also time to rejuvenate. He says, the water was never meant to trouble you. The troubled waters, although you walk through them, the water was never meant to trouble you. And I thought that was so powerful, because as I was getting this word for her, God expanded that to me, that how many of us, that the very thing that is our strength or is our comfort is the very thing that the enemy will use to try to work against us, right? Like Christina here, who her thing is the water. She's her oneness. She feels one with the water. She feels it. And it's a safe place. And yet at the same time, when she's going through hard times, when she's struggling, God's using that water to help soothe her. But the enemy tries to come in and say, it's the water's fault. It's the water's fault. This water, and try to take that away from her. And again, metaphorically speaking to many of us right now about our strength, right? That the strength that we have, thank you, Jesus, that the strength that we have, that God has given us, the enemy at the same time tries to come in and say, that's not your strength. That is a weakness. And so here's God's telling us that we're strong in something, and the enemy's pecking and pecking and pecking and pecking and saying, no, don't believe that. You're weak. You're weak. You're weak. God is stronger. And if God has given you a strength, I don't care how much the enemy wants to peck on it. God is stronger. Remember that. Your strength is not your weakness. Do not let the enemy rob you from that. And I just bless you, Christina. I bless you. And this new season, this season of rest and calm and yes, thank you, Jesus. I see him saying right now, yes, that's it. The troubled waters, they're going to go back to calm. They're going to go back to calm, and there's going to be a rest, and you're just going to be able to rejuvenate, and you're going to be able to go back out, and you're going to be able to paddle some more and paddle some more. And I just bless you, Christina. This next word that I have is for Linda C. in Oklahoma City. Linda C. in Oklahoma City. He says, Linda, let the tears fall. With every tear you let fall, he heals you. He holds on to those tears and wraps them up, each and every one. He says, they aren't for nothing. Stop thinking that you can't let them fall because they aren't for nothing. No, they are for healing. Let the healing water flow. He says, soon it will seem as if you're all cried out. And no matter how hard you go back and you pick at the wound, the pains of the past will never be able to hurt you again. That's so good. You know, some of us, we need to go through a grieving season, right? Some of us really need to walk through a grieving season, because in that grieving, we have healing. That God literally takes our tears. He takes our tears, and he's saying right here, Linda, let them fall, because they're not for nothing. No, he wants to heal you. That healing rain, let it flow. And I don't know about you, but I can be guilty of this, of having something that God has healed. God himself has healed. The rain has fallen and then it has dried up and it has been healed. And then I'll go back and I'll pick. And I'm like, yeah, remember that thing that was here? Let me just make sure it's healed. Let me just pick at it and see if I can't pick it and make it hurt again. And God's saying, no, I've healed it. You can pick all you want, but once I've healed it, can't hurt you anymore. You can go back and you can pick and it's not going to hurt you anymore. I bless you, Linda, and I bless the healing that is happening for you today. The healing that is happening for you today in Jesus' name. Well, I want to invite my husband over because he has been over in the other side of our little, we're broadcasting live from our home, you guys. We're in our little office here where we broadcast live and in studio. So I'm going to bring him over. He's been writing down your names, praying for you all. And I know that he has something on his heart that he wants to share with you too. And then I'll be back because I've got quite a few more names and words that I want to deliver to y'all. So stay tuned. Give my husband some love.
Awesome job. Isn't she amazing and beautiful? Just love watching her dive into her gifts and talents and the hard work that she puts in and the effort each and every week to pray over names, to just spend time with God and for others. You know, oftentimes when we go to God, we're asking for ourselves. But here my wife is going to God for others and asking for a message for somebody else, which, you know, I just think that's extraordinary and amazing. And I love her for that. Hey guys, thanks again. Happy New Year, first and foremost. What an amazing time of year. You know, as Allison was going through these prophetic words, I was getting downloaded on. God was telling me and talking about how, you know, what was sharing with me, it's something corporately, I think, for everybody that oftentimes at this time of year, we get excited for that new year, for December 31st, for the midnight ball to drop. And there's some anticipation before the year is up that is, something about renewing, rejuvenating about the new year. You know, there's new plans. It's like a turning a page of starting over. But what happens is that ball drops, we go to bed, we wake up the next day, and we're still the same person with the same thoughts, with the same baggage, with the same battles, and we end up having another year that's just about like the last year. And so I want to encourage you to make sure that you're diving into your word. Make sure that you're reading some books. Make sure that you're tuning into some voices that are going to help you give you some new thoughts for the new year, right? Some new thoughts and some new direction that's going to help you to achieve all that God's calling you to achieve, right? So let go of some of that baggage. You know, sometimes when we step into that new year again, we're carrying the baggage from last year and the year before and the year before and the year before. And it's time to have a renewing our minds in Christ, renewing our hearts for what God has in store for us. And so I encourage you again to take a look at some patterns that may be holding you back from what you are looking to accomplish, from what God's calling you to step into in 2018, and let go of that baggage. Focus forward to what it is that you're looking for, and sit down and take some time to write some goals out. Take some time to look at, you know, to step into the end of 2018 and work it backwards. Like, think about fully like God, you know, just talk to you, like sit in meditation, sit in prayer, and sit down with a pen and pencil and write out some what you want December 31st, 2018 to look like. And then work that backwards. Come back to now and say, what can I achieve today that's going to get me to what God's envisioning me for, what vision God has given me for the end of the year? And so I want to encourage you to do that. Now, some of you, obviously, the Bible is the place to turn for all of this. You know, God's word is something that we all need to be stepping into daily. A couple of other resources I want to point you to is at letsprayamerica.com.
And, you know, on BPN Radio, I think Dale said there's over 1,200 churches that have become members of the prayer and this ministry over the past couple of years, and we're just so honored to have everybody be a part of that. And I want to send you to letspraymerica.com. A couple of things that I want to point out at letspraymerica.com is there's prayer requests. So if you are needing prayer, if you're needing someone to pray with, you can go to letspraymerica.com and click on prayer requests, and you can submit prayers where the team at BPN at Breakout Ministries will pray over your prayers, will pray with you for the next 7 days, right? And we know that there's nothing more powerful than prayer. But so there's that on there. Also there in the resources section, you can find some books by Dale and by Gene Gentry, and you can also find audio recordings from Dale Gentry, right? So he's got Let's Pray America. The Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry in 1966 and said, if you will give me the first hour of your day, I will change your life. And he responded. Now Dale is leading prayer across America and many nations of the world. And you can pray with him personally each day for 1 hour, right? So if on these audios on here, priority prayer, priority one prayer, right? There's some things on here that you can step into and listen to that will feed your soul and your heart and help give you that guidance and a vision for what God's calling you into for this year. And so again, I want to encourage you to do that. Also, you know, we are a ministry program and we are fully funded and supported by our loyal viewers and listeners and everybody just like you. And we thank you so much for all of the support that's helping us to grow this ministry, to start launching our new programs like Marketplace Saturdays and prayer and preaching Sundays. You know, I mean, we're excited to have multiple voices coming onto the station to preach God's word on Sundays and on Saturdays to give some business tips and topics that are going to help you again step into whatever it is you're calling. And I know many of us listen to different things, but on Saturdays, starting in just a few weeks, you're going to be able to tune in on bpnradio.com or on the TuneIn app at BPN Radio, and you'll be able to listen to business leaders having good conversations and giving tips and talking about things in the marketplace that may impact you. And again, just tuning in is going to be great. And so if you feel like you want to be a part of that, if you have a voice, if you have some preaching that's on your heart that you want to do on Sundays, reach out to us. And Breakout Ministries, what is it? It's breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. If you send an email to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com and title it Preaching Sundays, right, and then it'll get to the appropriate person who will contact you and let you know what's happening. If you would like to step into Marketplace Saturdays and come on and have a 30-minute or 1-minute show where you're the expert and you're talking about some business ideas, you can do so also by sending an email to where do we do that? Is that Rick Gentry at BPN? Yes, well, send it to the same address to the same address on there, and then just put Marketplace Saturday and put your name and phone number, and somebody will contact you with that. Lastly, like I said, we appreciate all of our sponsors, all the people who give to this ministry, who support us. And if you'd like to make a contribution to Breakout, to BPN Radio and Breakout Ministries, you can do so by also clicking on the donate button at letspraymerica.com, and that will allow you to make a contribution through PayPal with a debit or a credit card. Or if you prefer to send a check, you're welcome to do that. We get a lot of checks monthly as well, and you can do so by making your checks out to Breakout Ministries, and that's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Just so you know, your contributions are tax deductible and are much appreciated. And so I hope that we appreciate you guys coming on. We thank you for liking and sharing this and on Facebook, and for those of you that are tuning in on BPN Radio, you always have that Facebook option. And for those of you on Facebook, you can always take us with you wherever you go on bpnradio.com as well. And so we just thank you for being a part of this. And I will turn it back over to my beautiful wife and let her continue pouring out what's been poured into her. So thanks, guys, so much. Talk to you soon.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks so much, baby. All right. Okay, we've got a few more words that we want to share here. Sorry we're going over a little bit, but thank you so much for staying with us and sticking with us. And let's see, where did I leave off? Anastasia. Anastasia. Let's see, our phones are going crazy too. Aren't they? Both of our phones are ringing off the hook. Anastasia J. in Washington. Anastasia J., anointed. You have an anointing on you. God says that you are a seer and a hearer. You're a faith-filled dreamer. And you're very unique. And right now, you're facing some rejection. You're facing some rejection. God will use it to build your character. God's going to be use it to to build your character. I just have to share this. Mom, God says, stop trying to step in. Stop trying to step in. He says, let her come closer to him on her own. Let her come closer to him on her own. She's facing some challenges, but he's using it to build her character. He says, don't worry, I've got her. I've got her. Anastasia, sweet girl. And I just bless you, Anastasia. I bless you and the anointing that God has placed upon you. I bless that you are different, than the rest of the kids, that you are different. And I want to let you know, Anastasia, that I think that's beautiful, and I think it's bold, and I think it's courageous, and that God has given you an anointing that is taking you past your years. There is a spiritual depthness that's growing inside of you, and I just encourage you to dig into that and know that you are bold, and you are brave, and you are beautiful, because you are unique, and because you are different. The rejection doesn't matter. Just let it build your character. Let God work in the depths of your soul right now, sweet girl. And thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom, that you are going to heed to God's word. And you are going to let him have his way. Have his way. Thank you, Jesus. And I bless you. Bless both of you right now in Jesus' name. Marissa A. in South Carolina. Marissa A. in South Carolina. And Marissa, this morning as I was praying over your name, God gave me the overwhelming sense that you really needed a prayer for healing. And so, right now what I wanted to do is I wanted to do something a little bit different than what we, usually do here, but I just wanted to ask everyone if you could take a moment, and perhaps there's someone else out there, that needs a healing prayer right now. If you need a healing prayer right now, I just encourage you to just accept this prayer, to just listen to this prayer and to pray this prayer with us. I'm going to ask all of those who are, willing and in a space to just get in the spirit. Just get in the spirit and pray with me here for healing, for Marissa and all of those who need healing. I just hear that there's those who not only do they need a physical healing, but there's a spiritual healing that needs to happen and an emotional healing, that needs to happen. And so, Father God, right now, God, I just ask, God, I ask for your miraculous healing, God. I just ask for those who are hurting physically, spiritually, emotionally, God, that right now that they be open, God, that they be open to your healing, God. And I think of the story in Mark 5, God. I think of the woman as you walked through the crowd, God, as you walked through the crowd to go to a house of a 12-year-old little girl who her father thought she was dead, her family thought she was dead. God, that as you walked to her home to heal her, God, that in that, as the crowd grew around you, there was a woman who herself had been bleeding for 12 years. God, and she was hurting and she was needing healing, God, and she just reached out to you and she touched your cloth, God. Just the edge of the cloth that was on you, God. And she said to herself, I believe as I reach out and touch you that I will be healed. God, and that she was healed. God, that you said, who touched me? God, you said, who touched me? And your disciples stood around you and said, Lord, how can we tell you who touched you? You're standing in the middle of a crowd, God, and then you found her. You found her in that crowd, and you knew, and you went to her. And you looked at her, and you said, daughter, you are well. You are well because you dared to believe. God, there may be some that they don't believe in what's being said today. They don't believe in maybe promises that you've made to them before, God. God, but I just encourage them right now, God, that today that they dare, like the woman who reached out and touched your cloth, God, that they dare to believe in the healing that you provide, God. God, let these people be healed to the level of their belief today, God. God, let your healing rush over them. Let it rush over Marissa. Let it rush over all of those who need to be healed today, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. God, let them feel your healing rush over them, God. Let them stand up. God, let them walk again. God, and just as that little girl who everyone said, Jesus, she's dead. She's dead. And you said, no, she's not. She's just sleeping. God, let them wake up. God, let them wake up. Let them be healed. God, today, Jesus, we pray this in your name. We know that you are the great healer, the great miracle worker, God. And we believe today, God, we dare to believe in your powerful and miraculous healing, God. Thank you, Jesus. If you're praying this prayer today, just say, God, I dare. I dare to believe. I believe wholeheartedly, God, that you are healing me right now. Right now in this place, God, that I will breathe again. I will walk again. I will see again. I will speak again. I will hear again. I will love again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. It's in your name we pray. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I have a word for Marlene in Texas. Marlene, he says, stop. Stop beating yourself up. It's time to let go of the things God's already long forgotten about. Let me say that again. He says it's time to let go of the things that God's already long ago forgotten about, though. Those things are keeping you small. You were not meant to be small. You were meant to rise. Rise out of the ashes. The ashes that God has so long ago forgotten about. And I'm just going to end it with this because we're going over on time here, and I'm just feeling like Holy Spirit's ready to kind of end it today. And I feel like there's many of us, myself included, that some of us just need to go have a good cry. We need to have a good cry. And this morning, God just led me to the story of Exodus this morning, and I just wanted to share this with you because I sometimes when I'm in God's word, and I don't always know what he's saying to me. I don't know about you guys, but I don't really know what he's trying to say to me, and so I have to process it. I have to go in prayer, and I have to process it, and I have to write it out and figure it out. And I was in the story of Exodus today, and you know, the story of Exodus is told all throughout the Bible. And it's, you know, told all throughout history because it reminds us of what God did for his people, right? It reminds us of what God did for his people and how he set us free, right? How his people have been set free. And, you know, once the slaves to Egypt Right, but today some of us still remain in chains. Some of us forget that we've been set free. And that I just heard God say that that makes us no different than those that were put on the Israelites by Pharaoh. Right? The slavery and the chains. And God said, no, I've set you free. Just like I've set them free. And what struck out to me as I was reading through it this time, what stuck out to me is Moses' disbelief in the beginning. And Pharaoh's stubborn heart. His hardened heart. But how God continued to work. And that God's plan was never altered. And his promise was never at stake of being withheld. And it just stuck out with me that, you know, some of us are living like the Israelites. We're bound in chains. But modern day slaves. Slaves to our own laziness. Our own complacency. Consumerism. Shame. Hate. Addiction. Poverty. Unforgiveness. Bitterness. Unwillingness. So many chains. And there's some of us who are living like Moses in the beginning, where we have a word and we have a directive from God. We have clear instructions. We have a vision that we've been giving, but yet we argue with God. We argue with him and we start playing small and we say, God, use somebody else. Don't use me. Use somebody else like Moses, right? Go back and read Moses' words. He begged God to use someone else because he was so wrapped in his own disbelief that God could use him. Moses. I mean, some of us think that and we're like, Moses? And then some of us are like Moses was to Pharaoh. We're waging battle against hard-hearted, stubborn people. And we're standing up for God and we're allowing ourselves to fully trust and fully be used and be messengers for God. We're holding on to promises. Yet still really unsure about how it will all turn out. And we become frustrated like Moses became frustrated with Pharaoh. We become frustrated with these hardened hearts that God has put us in front of intentionally. You know, but what struck me is what God did with Moses through this whole time of dealing with Pharaoh, and that Moses kept coming to Pharaoh. God said, go to him again. Go to him again, right? Go to him again. But what God promised in the beginning and when he set Moses upon this mission is he told him his heart will be stubborn. His heart will be stubborn until the day that I take away his oldest son. And so with each miracle that was performed in front of Pharaoh, right? First throwing the staff in front of him and having it turn to a snake. What did Pharaoh do? He grabbed his magicians and said, oh, my magicians can do that. Right? I don't believe in your God. Go away. And God sent him back again. He said, go back again. Go back again. And I'll perform more miracles through you. Signs and wonders. And Pharaoh's heart still stayed hard. Can you imagine seeing God's miracles performed right in front of you? Seeing his wrath happen right in front of you and still denying him and saying, he's not my God. Some of us are facing those people. And we're getting frustrated. And God's saying, go back. Go back. Because the promise that I made to you in the beginning was like the promise that I made to Moses. I promised Moses that his people would be released. But they wouldn't be released until. And see, some of us are holding on to promises. We know God made us a promise, but we're forgetting everything that God promised would happen. He promised that it wouldn't be easy. He promised that there would be trials and tribulations. He promised that it would be worth it. You see, some of us are getting so frustrated. We're in that same place as Moses. And then some of us are like Pharaoh. We've allowed our hearts to become so hard. We've become so stubborn and wrapped up in our own disbelief that we're believing more in ourselves than in God and his promises. Believing more in ourselves. I don't know if any of you can identify with that today, but it really spoke to me. And I heard God say that there was people who are going to be able to identify and that today we have a choice to step into who we're supposed to be. I believe that there's many of us that are supposed to be like Moses and Aaron. And we're supposed to step out into the promise that God has made us, no matter who we face, no matter what trials and tribulations that we face, and that we must allow his miracles to work through us. And I want to leave you with this, God's word in Exodus 4:11. Let me put on my glasses so I can read it. Who is it that gives a person a mouth? Who determines whether one person speaks or another doesn't? Why is it that one person hears and another doesn't? And why can one person see and another doesn't? Isn't it because of me, the Lord? You know it is. Go now, and I will be there to give you the words to speak. I will tell you what to say. Moses says, please, Lord, I beg you to send your message through someone else, anyone else. And then the Eternal became angry with Moses. How about your brother Aaron, the Levite? I know he speaks eloquently. And look, he is already on his way to meet you. And it goes on and on that sometimes God sends us a helper. Sometimes God sends us helpers to help us through the mission that's always going to be ours. Look for your helpers. They're out there. And I think that's a good place to end it today. We love you guys. I'm going to invite my husband to come over and close us in prayer.
That's awesome. So good.
Thank you all so much for joining us today. Just join us in prayer right now, if wherever you're at, unless you're driving. You know, let's just bow our heads. Let's submit ourselves to the Lord. Father God, thank you so much for this time, for this past hour, Lord. Thank you for speaking into the hearts of so many out there across the radio waves, through the internet, and just into people's lives, Lord. Thank you for opening their ears, their spiritual ears, their spiritual eyes, and their spiritual hearts to receive, God, what you want them to receive, Lord, throughout this year, God. Let this year just be a year of blessing for all of those out there and their family members. Just lift up those that are dealing with pain and suffering, God. Just make your presence be known, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit surround them and their families, God. I know that there are people out there that are hurting right now that need to hear from you, God, that just need blessings that come abundantly from you in some way, shape, or form, or even just something small, God, that you can show them that you're there, that you love them, Lord. We know you're there. We have faith and confidence, and we believe in you. We thank you for your Son. Lord, we thank you for saving us from our sins, God, for giving us a chance to be renewed each and every single day, Lord. We thank you for your word, God. Thank you for the Bible, God. Thank you for your word that we can turn to it, Lord, when in times of need, that we will always turn to exactly where you will lead us and guide us to, God. Thank you so much again for everything that you're doing in our lives, in this ministry, and all of those out there, God. Just bless everyone out there, Lord. We thank you again. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And we just want to say a blessing over all of you out there. Thank you again for tuning in today. We bless you. We love you. You are loved. Thank you so much. And have an amazing rest of your day, guys.